Got it, Rex. The sliding calipers or the Brembos? Yeah, that's, yeah. Probably could. I can't say we have. Most people would probably just go buy a used caliper and slap that on there, or upgrade the Brembos. The seals, you mean? They're only dust seals. They don't really do much. Yeah, they just stop dust from getting inside. Which part, sorry? Inside. On the inside of the piston? Like the part you can like visually see. That's pretty normal. You get a bit of water in there, the water sits in there and just rusts it. Inside that inside doesn't really go anywhere. Like you haven't pulled the pistons out, have you? You haven't pulled the pistons out? No, that should be fine. So a little bit of surface rust doesn't really do much on that surface. Like nothing actually goes there. So you're talking about the so where you slip the pad in, you've got the two pistons and then they sit against the pad inside those pistons, yeah? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I probably wouldn't worry about rebuilding them. That's yeah, if it's just the rubber seals are a little bit sort of dry on the outside and it's not like leaking, I wouldn't worry about that. That's just a dust seal on the outside that you can see, so you can't actually see the real seal. Yeah, so. Is that for all round or just front only? Yeah, but I mean like pads and rotors. Yeah, so normally it's 3 hours labor. Yeah, so it'd be 3 hours labor to do pads and rotors. And then probably another two to do the brake lines. The calipers you do at the same time as the brake lines, that's all part of the job anyway. So there's about 5 hours labor in total there. So that's about 750. That and then plus brake fluid if you're not supplying brake fluid. Which is like $35. Yeah, done. Easy. Yeah. Inside the cabin. Sorry, I'm not sure which box we're talking about. We can have a look at it. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Yeah, we'd have to have a look. Yeah, we'll. All good. Easy. Thanks.